I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Third time's a charm, unless you're listening to Hardcore Listening.
Oh my God, yous are hardcore. If you're still listening to this, then yeah, impressive and worrying.
Enjoy the episode and whatever decorating you're doing at the moment to get you through it.
Yeah, Chris Glasson and Stuart Rolwithin would like to disassociate themselves from anything that comes out of Big Papa J, Justin Price's mouth.
But, well, any end of him, really.
Disclaimer. Yeah, he does not reflect the thoughts and opinions of Hardcore Listening.
Right. Thank you to 76, Brad Acton, our sponsors, Iron Bang Boom, and Love Beer.
Yeah, parental advisory.
It's a drunken soiree in the Within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listening, the podcast. Right, look, welcome back to Hardcore Listening. This may well be mid-episode, or it might not be mid-episode. We don't know because it's just rolling on. So
it's probably part three.
Possibly. It might even be halfway through part two of the Patreon one because we don't know how long we've been going and we don't know how long we're going to go for because we've had too much to drink. So we had a list of top fives to do, and I've only got one left, so I don't know what else anyone's got to say. But my last top five that someone suggested was top five puppets.
I've got
this is a great top five, this.
Sexy puppets.
Just what was your number one on a desert island quickly? Did we get to the bottom of that?
Well, no, we said sofa. We said a sofa, didn't we?
Said a sun lounger.
Because I like to sunbathe.
Yeah. And you wouldn't sacrifice luxury. Stu, what was your number one?
I'd go for a guitar.
Right. I'm going to go just for a knife. We can move on now.
Elvira?
Okay.
Can she be on it?
Okay, so top five puppets.
Mm-hmm. About one of those like kind of sex dolls with the rubber vaginas. Who's in for that? Because they look well good these days, don't they?
They are.
I'm thinking
upgrading.
If you're going to choose one of them, you've got to fashion one from something that's been in either film or TV. I think.
You reckon?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Mike Reed's arsehole.
So you're going to take Mike Reed's arsehole to a desert island?
Yes. In rubber format, so there's no real emotion.
Can it be? Can it hand up to salt water? You can wash it in the ocean.
Is it dishwasher proof?
You rinse it out in the ocean when you take a shit.
I'll take two things. I'll take Mike Reed's arsehole and a jet washer. You know what I mean? Oh, this is
it. If you press the button and it said one word, what would that one word say?
Pat.
Pat. Oh, yeah.
I reckon I'd go for wallop.
Oh, shit.
What's a dry slap?
That's just a backhander, isn't it?
Is it a backhander?
Yeah, I think so, man.
Oh.
He used to like giving out a dry slap, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't give a shit.
I'll give you a dry slap, son.
He didn't give a fuck, mate. He was head of the Vic.
Yeah.
So he didn't give a shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. He could finger anyone he wanted to, and it was just part of being the pub owner. You want to come in, love? Have that two fingers now. Fuck off. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why was it? Because, have it right, he was with Peggy.
Yeah, he loved her.
He loved... Did he?
Was he? Right, who was because with Peggy? I thought Mike was with Peggy.
That Frank was with Peggy, wasn't he? And like, Frank and Pat was, you know, she was... Yeah. She was proper crumpet, wasn't she, in her day? And like, and she, you know, she still looks lovely, Babs. But...
You went nuts deep in Butcher, mate. You weren't coming out.
But he fucking... He chopped it in, didn't he, for a bit of fucking Pat Wicks.
You could take your dog for a walk inside that, mate. You could let your terrier sniff around on it, mate. Oh, Jesus Christ. You can make love to that while two dolphins were jumping for her ears. Shit! Fucking love you, Pat. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, fucking hell.
You take your dog for a walk in that.
While two dolphins are jumping through him.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell.
Oh, that's bad news. That is bad news. Oh, fucking Pat Butch, I love you, man.
My face aches.
Oh, that is bad news.
My face.
What were we talking about anyway? Frank Butcher going to work?
Puppets.
We're like, let's go into puppets because we need to just draw.
I've got a puppet.
Just draw a line under all of that.
Right. This I've got a puppet that's not the most famous puppet, and it's not even. This is not done for the.
Have you just made it up?
No. It's not even for the sake of amusement. One of my favourite puppets in any movie is that cunt at the end of Labyrinth. Tally ho!
Yeah.
That oh, one. That, yeah, that yeah. Terrier that's yeah. just flying around.
Mate, he's a quality, isn't he?
Unreal. That guy will... That, he doesn't give a shit, mate. He don't give a shit.
He's on that dog, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, he's a quality puppet.
Yeah, he's just like, he's no, a little terrier, isn't he? He's just flashing around. Man, he's
so, number one will be Ludo, that.
Yeah.
On a lead.
Aggressive terrier.
Pat
yeah.
Wicks.
Using his lipstick as a lightsaber.
Chris?
You all right, mate?
I really like Zippy. My favourite puppet of all time is Sooty.
Nah. Right. See,
you can't tell me what my favourite number one is.
I've got Sweep in mind, right? Because I put Sweep up there with Zippy, right? Mm-hmm. Just a busy cunt. He's the sort of person, if you're at a flashpoint and you're fucking about to lose your shit, and you just need a voice of reason just to go, mate, it ain't that bad. What you don't want is Zippy going, fucking hit him. Or you want Sweep going, and you just think, oh, I'll fucking do him then.
And imagine like, if you can make love to Zippy and it'd be casual. Make love to George, it's abuse. That's totally true, isn't it? It's totally true, isn't it? It's like, Zippy's too... No, Zippy's a cunt, George is vulnerable, and that is what fucked me off about... Yeah, that's
But look at Bungle, right?
Bungle's a dangerous person.
Have you ever seen a picture of the original Bungle?
Bungle is the guy who's into fucking indie music and like...
Bungle's eight times the size as the other two.
Bungle's the bloke at Donington that's never had it off, right? Yeah. That's just spent fucking 45 quid on a fucking Iron Maiden t-shirt and some Joss Sticks, and he's just lingering around some other person's tent.
Yeah.
That's Bungle.
Yeah.
Have you seen the original Bungle?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's so
Have
weird.
Have you ever seen the original Bungle?
Mate, it'll blow your brain. You won't be able to handle it.
I need to come back to Sooty and Sweep. Sweep is way funnier and better than Sooty in every stretch.
Sweep's just an aggressive, busy cunt.
He's fucking amazing, Sweep. Just the hand movements used in that puppet.
Two cunts, right? You got it?
One.
Basil Brush.
Yeah.
Spit the dog.
and Emu, spit. Just busy cunts.
Oh, Emu's
Emu is just the extension of fucking Rod Hull's knob. Yeah. And I don't care if his family listening.
Let me just talk about Bungle. Going back to Bungle, right?
He would use Emu to wank a small child off, right? And say, it's so true, don't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
It is though, isn't it?
He was dangerous as fuck.
Oh, come here. I'm going to wank a lip.
I think there's probably a second
Emu
second
is just... Joe Beasley and Cheeky Monkey. Oh, you
so
Cheeky Monkey.
So weird. So weird. Emu is so weird.
Sweep didn't do any of that.
No, Sweep's good, mate.
He's sound as a
Sweep. Sweep is a churchgoer. He's everything you want from a puppet.
He's little.
If you were strolling down the street and that just popped his head out, right? Yeah. Bungle's a scary fuck. That's normal
so
Bungle.
Dangerous, mate. Yeah,
Bungle's fucking makes no sense. I've got my eyes are close together. Bungle's eyes are way too close together. Bungle's face is literally the fucking size of the top of a pint glass within a massive head.
Can you show me a picture of Bungle or a picture of you?
I'm going to show you old school Bungle because it's fucked
fucking
up.
Old school Bungle's like insane.
Rumbling the Bungle.
Rumbling the Bungle, mate.
You would not want that.
There's
Bungle
so many
in your
good puppies
jungle.
Out there, though.
There are a lot.
Like Beaker. Beaker's a good guy.
Oh, good shout.
Beaker's a good guy. He's...
Fraggle Rock. Doozers. Oh, I'm going to throw a doozer in the mix.
Yeah, Fraggle Rock, mate.
Yeah, Fraggle Rock's unbelievable.
Kermit was all right.
I like Kermit.
Ernie was all right. What was that prick who lived in the trash can? Grouch? Oscar?
Oscar the Grouch?
Oscar? Bless you.
Oh, God.
The Count. He was alright.
The Count.
Fraggle Rock was good, man. That's a great fucking shout, that.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I like it. I'm sorry, I'm just still looking for this fucking original Bungle and it's so fucking wrong.
Sexy cartoon characters?
No, we're on puppets.
Yeah.
You're going to take it to Jessica Rabbit. No way, Stu. Are you serious?
About 2 or 3 years.
Stu, are you fucking joking?
That's what Bungle looked like for
no
years.
No way did they look like that. That has given me nightmares, Stu.
They gave a lot of kids nightmares.
That
mate.
Is so fucking scary. Show
dark,
me that
isn't it?
Again. Mate, that's the darkest thing I've ever seen in my life.
No,
there's
totally
no
true, mate.
Way.
It's totally true.
What, that was on kids' TV?
Yeah.
Mate, that is fucking... That's horrible, mate.
It's grim, isn't it?
That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I love horror films. I'd put a motherfucker in that, in a
yeah.
horror film.
Yeah. So one that I'm going to mention. Everyone remember the trapdoor?
Yeah.
Oh.
Burke.
Yeah, but that wasn't a puppet, right? That was plasticine, wasn't it?
I suppose
it was
so.
His little purple fucker, wasn't he?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, he's amazing. Trapdoor is one of the best. Also, one of the best theme tunes. But...
Stay away from my trapdoor.
It's not a puppet, though,
Stay
bro.
Away from my back door. That's
something down below. What other puppets?
Which puppet had the biggest knob?
Oh, good question. Well, you'd have to go with Bungle because
I guarantee that was unbelievable. That was like that.
Bungle would have had 14 inches of literally stone cold fucking furry
steel.
Cut
that off and just set off like a red
Mate,
set
I'll
of
tell
catching
you what,
a frisbee in a
field. I tell you what, you cut it off. It,
so true. His knob was like a separate red setter that would just set itself around a field catching stuff, come back to his home later and I'd go, "Hi, Bungle." Sure or not, true?
Bungle, you know
what I'm talking about, though.
Definitely. Bungle's job was definitely a red setter in its own right that would catch a frisbee.
Can you not tell people what a red setter... Because for a second it took me a while trying to tell me. You're talking about a red setter is a fucking dog.
It's so true. Bungle's... it's
Bungle's
know,
dick is a dog. If you cut it off...
It's a red setter, mate. Right. Just flying about a field.
Independent of its owner. It's almost a lost dog.
Oh. Any other puppets?
No.
Nah,
I can't.
We must be able to find some.
Yeah, well, we could if we...
What's gold is, this podcast is possibly the worst we've ever done.
This is actually going to Patreons
that are actually paying money for this.
I've never heard anyone say
that. I only apologise.
Bungle's dick is a fucking red setter. That's just next level.
Chasing a frisbee in the field.
Who takes animals out these days?
Most owners.
Oh yeah.
Ultimate 80s wank fantasy.
Oh my god. That was not the top five, was it?
No, I just made it up.
Hey, good. Right, okay. So I've got it. Who's a black guy of Gladiators?
Shadow.
I'm going Shadow.
No, that's rape fantasy.
Do you reckon Shadow makes love?
He makes headlines.
Yeah.
Who was the one that Ulrika was with? Like the one with like the blonde hair? Hunter. He makes love.
Well, my brother said he once saw Hunter walking out when he was in his heyday. He saw Hunter walking out of a house holding another dude's hand.
Really?
Gossip. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, Shadow's the one, isn't it? Or Rhino. Saracen, airtight engineers on you. Powerful stuff.
Wolf made love.
I guarantee he's got.
Hopefully, when he came, he just went.
Wolf's got two levels. He used to fuck with his hair down. But when he had his hair in a ponytail, that's when he made love.
I think the same could be said for Michael Bolton.
Yeah, 100%. Curtis Steiger's.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, look, let's separate this.
Do you think men with long hair, when it's down, make love?
Of course they do, mate. That's what they do.
That's what it's there for, mate. That and headbanging.
Do you reckon Marty Pello made love when he had long hair?
Yep. A lot of people with long hair made love, didn't they? Let's have a think about it. I'm trying to think of some people.
Neil
from the Young Ones.
Who had long hair in the 90s that made love?
Oh, this is fucking brilliant. Right, okay.
Dave Grohl?
No rock bands ever make love.
No.
He would. He used to wear a lot of roll necks.
Rick Astley, when he had long hair, made love.
Yep, yeah. Is anyone with a long... Oh, shit. Who are those cunts? Bee Gees?
Oh, every single Bee Gee made love.
Yep.
Barry, Morris, Robin.
They all got an A as well, I reckon.
Definitely. Barry Gibb, he's up there with probably... I reckon if we ever done top five lovemakers, let's do top five lovemakers.
Do you know what? I'm so into this. And you know what? I've got a few. I've got a few guys who made love, right?
No one knows Mark Barrett, do they?
No. But he's just Barry Gibb, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's Barry Gibb, but a bit younger. Guys who've made love, right? This is incredible, right? So I'm going to go for Barry Gibb.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I pull out Michael McDonald into the same?
Oh, that's a good chat. It's a good chat.
Who's that?
Michael McDonald.
He was the singer in the Doobie Brothers. So he sung...
So many promises never should be spoken. No. Don't know that song?
Nothing.
My own. He also sang... can you give us a...
This isn't how it's supposed to be.
He also sang...
Nothing.
I keep forgetting I'm not in love anymore.
Yeah, Michael McDonald, man. Oh, that's
I keep forgetting. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Things will never be the same again.
He also sang when he was in Doobie Brothers. Was it Doobie Brothers? Yeah. What a fool believe. That's Fool Believe.
Oh, that's a tune. Forgot about that.
How's it go?
I don't know.
Sing it.
And what's a Fool Believe? I don't know.
That's a
not
tune.
A Fool Believe.
Oh, it's a fucking tune. Michael McDonald was the epitome of yacht rock.
What a Fool Believe. Yacht rock.
Yeah, so yacht rock is kind of, I guess you would say.
I'd actually say he's my favourite singer, Michael McDonald.
His voice, if anybody can sound like a beard, he sounds like a beard.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I know.
He sounds like a bearded bloke. It's like
your uncle goes, fuck off, move out of the way, it's karaoke time.
Yeah, I've got this.
It's exactly like that, isn't it?
We came from somewhere another. That's fucking how Fool Believe go.
It's like, move over. Beardy Boy's here.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
Yacht Rock is that kind of white shorts, white shirt, kind of early 80s, bearded kind of... I don't really know how you'd even explain.
Said our love would always be true.
That was the duet with...
Anita Dobson.
Wouldn't a Brian Mann eat a Dobson? There'd be too much feedback in the studio. They'd never be able to fucking do it.
She's the only one with more pubes in her muff.
Per square metre.
Per square inch.
P-S-I. Yeah. P-P-S-I.
She shaved her head, but her muff hair grew twice as fast.
That's exactly what happened.
Anita Nobson.
Right. We're going to have a little bit of what Fool Believes, in case you don't know what it is, Chris.
Fool Believes. Oh. This song makes me cry, bruv.
Oh, right. Yeah. Good song.
He had a place in my heart.
Beaded, and it's beaded.
It's just beer permanent.
She had a place in my heart. To believe.
That guy needs to live forever.
Yeah. He's definitely made love. He goes in the lover's vault. He's in.
So, Michael...
Bolton.
Bolton.
Default.
He's default Mothlaker. Lovemaker.
Mothlaker.
Curtis Steiger's make love?
Think about Steiger's.
He's wondering now. Hold on.
Yeah, he's wondering now. Hold on. He's looking through the curtains while Michael Bolton's making love to his wife. Why he's looking through the curtains, going, why didn't I do a better job at that?
Because he was preoccupied blow drying his hair.
Yeah, too late. You know what I'd say? Curtis Steiger's out, Michael the McDonald, and the other bloke?
Bolton.
Bolton's in. Donald, Bolton in, Kurt Steiger's out.
Who are you saying, Chris?
Gibb's in.
Yeah.
Gibb is in.
All three BGs.
All three BGs, definitely in.
Pavarotti.
That's a good show.
Yeah, but he'd have an heart attack halfway through.
He doesn't care.
Can you imagine? He's about to fucking blow his beans and he's about to peak.
Yeah.
Vocally as well.
He would die on his pork sword.
Yeah.
He would. Someone would be riding that like a fucking waterbed as well.
Yeah. I tell you who I'm going to have who's disappointed in bed, right? Who's that guy who's Canadian and tries to be like Frank Sinatra?
He's the fucking irritating Christmas cunt, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, boobs.
Boob late. Guarantee. Your wife wants to make love to him. When she walks away, she goes, you know what? I should have not cheated on my husband. Cause
it's just like fucking McDonald's. She went in there thinking it was a McDonald's. And she came out feeling sick.
Yeah.
She was like, I didn't need that big Mac.
She's feeling a bit Christmassy. He's saying all the right things. He's trying to be a bit smooth.
Yeah.
But then 3/4 of the way through trying to make love.
Had too much salt.
Yeah.
He's having a little look at his phone.
His helmet is tapered like the end of a pencil.
Exactly that.
Right, top 5 women who can make love.
Right, now we're talking.
Now we are fucking cooking with gas.
Now we're talking.
We've had a little warm up with the men.
Mad Lizzie from TVAM.
Oh my gosh, that girl.
She would have an heart attack on the end of your knob. You'd have to throw in a river.
I was about to say she'd power through, but you dealt with it.
No, she'd spin around like a firework. And you'd have to dump in a river and fuck up and go. Well, I haven't seen her tonight, police officer.
Yeah, it's called a Catherine vaginal will. You just literally, you have to lose it. Yeah. It won't go away.
No, she'd explode on your helmet, and then you've literally got to say, well, you know, I didn't even leave the house tonight, officer.
Spontaneously combust. Yeah.
So your puns tonight have been amazing, by the way, mate.
Right, so that's Mad Lizzie.
Yeah.
Who's saying, Chris? Gosh, mate. Oh.
We should have planned
it. Do you remember Salma Hayek in Desperado when she's singing that fucking song on the end of the bed playing the guitar?
I do remember her with pigtails in
Dogma. Yeah, no. In Desperado, she sings that song at the end and I'm just like, you want to make love and I'll last.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you.
How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That long?
Yeah, no, see, the thing is, what are the rules here? Because the thing is, someone like Salma Hayek is just going to go, good evening, welcome to my piss flaps.
She's too hot.
Yeah.
Like, Salma Hayek wants to make love.
She's crossed the line.
And she's crossed the line because she's just better than us.
It's called the honey.
What are we saying here? Yeah. She's too good for us.
Yeah.
So we can't make love to her.
Yeah. We're not worthy.
Okay, fair enough.
We're not worthy.
So irrational.
I'd like to have fucked Blair from Eldorado.
He was good.
He had that kind of sort of skin back hair that you could have put into a ponytail that said, I can go on the piss, but I can also run a marathon. It's so true. He has stylish hair, but he could also act, and he had stamina, and that's what I loved about that guy. Yeah. He could run 26 miles, you know, off camera.
But it'd still destroy your whoopsie.
Yeah, he'd go to work, and you would have a clue what's going on. You know what I mean?
So that's one of your top five women.
Carry on,
I'm going to have a piss.
Right, so what we got? So we've got Salma Hayek, Blair from Eldorado.
Sure. What woman are you throwing into the mix, mate?
I'm thinking about someone a bit bigger.
Okay.
When I say bigger, I mean fat. I'm thinking about men again. Have you got any women?
I want to hear your whatever comes to mind.
Let me have a little think about it.
Yeah. All right, other women I think could make love like crazy love makers.
Yeah.
Nigella the cook.
I like her.
Oh, I bet she can make love.
Oh. Now we're talking, brother. What's her name again? Is her name Nigel?
Nigel.
Yeah.
Nigel Law.
And Nigel the cook. Ah. Right. So, has she got tits?
Yeah, she's got boobs. Yeah. Big ones, actually. Right. She's got big ones.
Now we're talking, mate. It's like,
she's very good at cooking.
She's definitely female, yeah?
Ridiculously sensual. Whenever she says anything, it's like, oh, my God, that woman. I reckon Joan of Arc would have been an insane lovemaker, actually, when it comes to women. You wouldn't have had long with her, to be honest with you.
I always feel like they had bad hygiene back those days.
Probably, but then so would you. Your dick would have been like a block of fucking Bishop's finger, right? Yeah. It'd have stunk like hell.
But I've always had a gentleman's wash. I like, you know.
Yeah, but that is coming from a modern man now, you know, wearing your snakeskin jacket and your American Stetson, mate, right? You. But back in the day, you might have been quite a toe rag.
Quite the
toe rag, mate.
I tried to keep
myself
clean.
I see you cleaning out troughs.
No, I tried to keep myself clean, but that doesn't always work, does it? So,
it doesn't always work, mate. No, no matter what you do, sometimes.
I'm just trying to think of some ladies that I'd like to make love to. What's it? What is it? What,
no,
what,
no. Who are gonna make love?
Oh, right, make
to
love
you.
To me. Right. Okay. I got it. Right. Okay.
Make love. Can you imagine Tina Turner having sex with you? Oh, Jesus mate. Christ.
She would have done this. She'd have walked past you like this with the hands up, like stacking my. I call you. I wanna need you. Yeah. Heart's on fire.
Sucked you up in there.
She
spat
can actually,
you out.
I know about Tina Turner. She can actually fire fireballs out of her crutch as well.
She, a private dancer was all about that.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah. Having a VD?
No, private dancer. What she used to do. Her,
she fire bits of charcoal out of her nun.
No. It was she done it at a work's Christmas party in 82, just after the Private Dancer album. And she literally, it was a...
She fired charcoal into the sun.
It wasn't charcoal, no. She fired two frozen Brussels sprouts at Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits. It was the Grammys at the after chapeau. No.
Each one hit him in the eye.
And like, right. Literally, like, because he was prepared to pay for it, but it was like, it was money for nothing. Mm. And like, but...
casual.
Yeah. And apparently, when he because he made gentle love to Tina Turner, and apparently to this day he said it was it was the pork of life.
Yeah. I mean, she'll hook.
Well,
you
she's
up.
Probably the only black woman, soul woman, who's pissed for that. from Strawberry Bootlaces that I know of, anyway. But I've seen her DNA profile, and she is at least 80% vagina. And that is a rarity from a lady.
That's definitely a rarity.
That's a rarity from the
any woman that is 80% vagina.
She is. That's a rarity from the Motown. From the Motown
archives.
Archives. Yeah. Even Stevie Wonder said it. He said, "She's a massive cunt." he's never even seen her.
Top five women who would eat you alive. Number one, Grace Jones. Don't even try.
Unbelievable.
Come on, man. There's no one like Grace Jones.
There's a new Grace Jones thing on Netflix, which I've not seen.
That's a smooth cock right there.
Yeah, but Grace Jones is going to fucking murderise your dick in seconds. Like, I don't even want to show her my penis.
Yeah.
She's going to fucking... She's a boss.
Who else?
Yeah, I actually think Grace Jones is really cool.
I think she
takes
top five, one, two, and three, and four, and five.
Oh, I fucking love Grace Jones.
She is fucking intense, isn't she? She's so cool. She's cool as fuck.
Bianca.
And she's been in fucking Conan.
Yeah.
Five stars. How can you even compete with that? Cool, artistic, also Conan fits in so good.
I actually don't think
she might beat Conan.
I don't actually reckon you can make her. I don't really can satisfy her. That's the problem with Jonesy. You can't satisfy her.
No, she's going to eat you alive, mate. She needs.
Oh, I think she needs a hybrid. She needs a hybrid of like superstar, buff fucking warlord and slick pop star.
Yeah, ain't going to happen, mate.
Conan Keating.
The only way Grace Jones get stimulated is when she swallows suns up her cunt.
Yeah,
like she just does star systems at a time.
Yeah,
nothing else, mate.
I mean, if I had to make love to her, if I had to, I'd snuff her unconscious with some chloroform.
Yeah,
stick the extended version of Cool Runnings on, and then just do it up the arse. Grace Buns. I'm pretty sure that's going to sound here.
Oh, God.
Anyone else got other outtakes from the extended version of Cool Runnings that they'd like to talk about? Just message them to us.
I'm sure that's fine. If you're listening, Grace.
Call me.
Tweeting Cool Runnings. Me too.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Who's got the biggest piece in the world?
Oh, that's a good question, actually.
Are we talking?
It definitely, and this is not a racial thing, but definitely a black guy.
Okay.
Maybe.
Do you think? Actually, the guys who got the biggest numbers are normally white guys, aren't they?
All I know is one.
But on average, the black piece is the best piece.
One time, I picked up a pack of condoms off the floor in a pub I worked in.
Classy.
Which was
glory days.
Massive mix of cultures in there.
Glory days.
And my Caribbean mates in there, right? The one of the guys was the size of your door. He was half a foot taller than you. And I don't know if it was his condoms, but I picked up a pack of his condoms, and they were from somewhere in Africa, South Africa. And they were the thickness of a balloon.
You smoke right, that like least. You smoke that like
and
Hamlet.
On the and literally they were at least that long when
podcast
I unrolled
gold, podcast
it,
gold. That's 9 inches.
12 inches.
What is happening?
That's 12 inches, mate. There.
All right.
Maybe nine. Jesus Christ, it's big though.
Yeah.
Are we talking about this guy's Corey?
Mate, these condoms. They were fucking absolutely massive. So all I'm saying is maybe if that's the size, like if you roll out a normal condom in the UK, they're not a third of the size of this fucking tyre.
Top five words for a penis.
Wand, you've said that a lot and it's definitely up there now.
Prick.
I like, do you know what I've started to favour lately?
No.
Plonker.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It is. I like Winkle.
I like Ding Dong.
So Ding Dong's a good one.
I like the aggressive
Schlong,
ones.
Shaft.
Prick's great.
Cock is unreal.
Yeah.
Cock is just a good solid.
I like bell pot. Piece.
Bell piece is unreal. Yeah. Yeah. Weapon.
Junk. Tool.
Tool's good.
Tool's good.
Yeah. My mate's nickname.
Peace.
Peace is fucking the best.
My mate's one for his own dick is the truth. Because he says the truth hurts. He can't handle the truth. I'm like, well done.
See where he's gone now.
He's got a tiny dick.
Does he make love?
No, he's got a tiny one.
Right, so hang on.
If
so
making we're, love is hang urinating hang next
so
to women.
So we've talked about people making love. So we've gone Barry Gibb.
Maurice Gibb. Robin Gibb. Michael Bolton. Michael McDonald.
But we've realised that Curtis Stein is just watching
Michael
for the
Knight.
Cameras, yeah.
Hoff doesn't make love.
No, he's not.
Didn't have time. He had to get back in the car before he scooted off.
Yeah, he
was double parked.
Lando Calrissian made love.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Fuck, did Han Solo?
Nah.
He was in that.
He's dirty. He always
shot first.
Han Solo would have been one of them ones where he'd kind of kiss and cuddle and then he was just like, oh, I just want to wank on your tits.
Yeah, I'm going to go to work. I'm going to work.
Let me
now.
Do it because Chewie's waiting.
Yeah, exactly. He's got shit to do.
Chewie had a matted arsehole. He's got problems going to the bog, so you're either a hairy guy, you're not a hairy guy.
Exactly. As much as Solo would have liked to have fucking spent a bit of time fucking making gentle love with Chewie in the room.
He had to
get down to Pets at Home and have fucking Chewie's arsehole's anal glands.
Yeah, squeezed.
Squeezed.
Yeah, to get him injected. Right, if you had to make love to an animal, where are you going?
Oh, dear. An animal? Is it any animal from any part of the kingdom? So we might be talking, how about sea?
No, I'm thinking if I've got to make love to an animal, right, I'm going, and you've got to because you're horny.
Someone's got a gun to your head.
Yeah, and you're horny.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I'll go for a cow because they've got really nice mouths. And if you put a bit of lipstick on those and put a cap on backwards,
are you thinking of a cow or are you thinking of a cartoon cow?
No, a cartoon cow. You know they've got those.
Yeah,
they've got the lipstick on. They've got the cap on backwards. It's like, yeah, I'm straight.
So you'd have it off with a kind of street level.
Yeah, I'm totally like a gang leader.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, aggressive
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm after both sex and positioning. I want power. I want power in that game.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that what happens if that cow's dangerous? Why haven't she cut you open, mate? I think that's dangerous.
It's not grabbing. The hooves.
Sorry, go on. Go on.
I haven't finished telling you, mate. Then I'm just going to make love to you. Alpaca? Dog? crab? Any kind of crustacean.
Where are you fucking a crab? It's a tough one, isn't it?
In the arsehole.
Fucking hell.
That's my choice. That's my choice, Chris.
In the crab's arsehole.
That is my choice.
Oh, I'm going to bang that crab right up the arsehole.
Fucking hell. Right, we need to wrap this up.
Okay.
Look, just thanks for coming over and fucking spoiling our podcast.
Thanks, mate.
It's been emotional. What I will say is, probably, I don't know when this is coming out, but...
it won't come out, will it?
At the end of April, it's my birthday, and... We've hired this little fucking barn in the middle of nowhere, and... me, just Chris, Pip, and my friend Mark from up north, and our ladies are going to descend upon this.
Did we actually answer any top fives tonight?
No. Yep. For the weekend, so we're going to take the podcast equipment there as well. So we're going to try and get everyone to have a little fucking couple of top fives while we're down there as well, which might be interesting. So if for some warped fucking reason you want to hear more from this idiot, yeah, stay tuned. I'm really fucking drunk.
Oh, I'm pretty drunk. I'd just love to say that Just has finished his final notes on the night, which are some more squiggles on the back of a bit of paper.
Oh, they're empty boxes, these ones.
Empty boxes and a dick drawn at the bottom.
Yeah.
Thanks, Just, for coming on, mate.
Yeah,
thank
it's been
you,
fun,
love
actually. It's been nice. It's been nice, actually. Yeah, it's been nice. It's been well fun.
Mate.
Ubers get pissed up.
What?
Do you want to drink some more drunk?
I definitely want to drink some more drunk. Definitely.
Who wants to get a drink some more drunk? Is that for it?
I'm fucking up for it.
Right. See you soon.
Bye.
See you later.
Sorry.
I don't think we should ever have him back after that, to be quite honest with you.
No.
I mean, wasn't it after this we then went and tried to record one with Pip, and that one we literally couldn't release?
Yeah, that was a real bad night, that was. I don't think that will ever see the light of day.
No.
I guarantee Pip has not deleted the file. He will have kept it.
Yeah.
But whether or not that's something that Buddy Peace would have to spend hours trawling through trying to cherry pick and edit any nonsense out, you'd probably get left with about a 4-minute podcast.
Yeah, it'd just be staccato and it'd just be weird random words. Nothing could make a sentence because every sentence is too offensive.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks for listening. Yeah. We're back next week for another episode. And if you are a sadist and do want more of us, then we have a Patreon account. We've been doing that for about 22, 23 episodes now. So if you go over there, you can sign up and... you get another episode
each week, and you get to pick the top five, you lucky muckers.
There you go. It's a drunken soiree in the Within. Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.